Today we'll discuss the topic, the sugya, of woman in Tkiyas Shofar. Maybe as a preview, we all know that women come bereses uverada, you know, all scared, you know, it's a beautiful thing, with a minug, that women go and want to hear Shofar, and it's the one time a year that, in many places at least, you can actually keep quiet in the Zuznashim, because the women are quiet in Tara Davening, because they don't want to miss the bracha of the Tkiyah. So, now that we want to take this away, that's a good thing to have, but I want to just dwell into the sugya to see really where is that idea of woman doing the Tkiyah Shofar. Is it bichlal something that needs to be done? Mi'i keredin, and with that we'll get to the end of the bracha for the woman, and we'll see how this, what's the implication of the halacha. So we'll start with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on the top of the page on the right. The Gemara says the following: if kids, the Mishnah says, kids want to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah, we don't stop them. So I know she me'akvim. Actually, you don't allow women to blow. We said a woman, we don't stop women from blowing as well. It's machlokes. The Tanya, the Be'er Bnei Yisrael, Soimchim, Bnei Yisrael, Soimchois, the Be'er Yudah, Rishim, Noshim, 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 Soimchois, Rishos. So, what is the Gemara saying? We're saying it's machlekes if a woman can go ahead and do a mitzvah. That's the Gemara's toilet. Why? Smicha on a behema is a mitzvah. You have to be Soimich on a behema. Do women have a smicha or not? The thing is that it's also mitzvah, Zeshazma, and Grava, and therefore a woman apart. If they want to go and do Soimich, can they do it or not? So the Gemara says machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that woman cannot. Rabbi Yehuda says if they want to go and do smicha, they can do smicha. Well, it says the same thing over here. They're not chayav mitzvah shofar. Why not? Because shofar is mitzvah as shazman grama. It's a mitzvah that a woman is not chayav on because it's something that it comes only once in a while, only once a year. It depends on time. Any mitzvah that says shazman grama, women don't go ahead and are not obligated to do, and therefore, but what happens if they want to do it? So the Gemara is a machlokes between these two shittas. That's what it is. Okay. The Gemara in Eruvin goes in and says the following. The Gemara in Eruvin says the following. If you'd see the Gemara in Eruvin at the top of the page, I had the Tanya Michal Bas Kushi. Michal Bas Kushi was the wife of Shaul HaMelech. She used to put on tefillin. Chacham didn't say anything. V'yishtei shel yoyino, I saw ilu l'regel. She went to the regel. V'lo yimichu v'chachamim. So Gemara mitzvah, lo yimichu v'chachamim, alam kasar mitzvah zeh, shelo yazman groma hi. The fact they didn't moiche, maybe they hold it's not a mitzvah zeh zman groma, maybe they hold you could do whatever you want. So Gemara, no. Dil masov lo karabi yisi, doma noshu seh with the shoes. The same thing. They hold like karabi yisi, they hold, even though they're not obligated to do it, if they want to take it upon themselves, women are allowed to take it. So what is the Gemara saying? The fact that we have women that are doing mitzvahs is because mitzvah says shazman grama. They're potter, but if they want, they can take it upon themselves. That's what it says. Now, the big discussion in Rishonim. So this is a Gemara. This everybody agrees to this Gemara. If a woman wants to do a mitzvah, she's not a grandma, she's allowed to do it. That includes sukkah, that includes lulav, that includes many other mitzvahs, as we'll see in a second. The big question that Rishonim have is, can a woman go ahead and do a bracha? I think we mentioned it also here in the past. Can a woman go ahead and do a bracha on a mitzvah, she's not a grandma? Is she allowed to do the bracha or not? She's not obligated to do it. So you would think, what's the pshat? But the pshat pshat. If a woman is not obligated to do the mitzvah, she takes it upon herself, she can't do a bracha. Right? But the mitzvah is a machlokes rishonim. It's Tosis in Eruvin, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, and Tosis wants to bring the following raya. Before we see Tosis inside, let's see the raya that he brings. If you see in the left side of the page, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara in Baba Kama says, the famous Gemara. Reisha says, your Reisha was blind. Right? He couldn't see. So he said in the beginning, it was, and there's a machlokes if a suma is potum in the mitzvahs or chayav in the mitzvahs. So if Yosef said like this, Mimei Shavim in the beginning to say, Mando oma alok abudo, domer suma potum in the mitzvahs, kavindu yimatavalo abanim. whoever used to say that a sumo is potter with a mitzvah, I would make a big party. I would be very happy to hear that I'm not allowed to do mitzvahs. Why? To let me kafakdino vikavindo. I'm not obligated to do it, and I'm still doing it. So he says, you know, I'll be very happy to hear that I don't have to do it, because that means, what a beautiful mila I have. I'm not supposed to do mitzvahs, and I'm still going to do mitzvahs. Right? Now, says the Gemara, v'ashta shamis le'abdar b'chanina, dar b'chanina, godol mitzvah v'oise, mishayim v'itzvah v'oise. But then I heard that, no, it's better to be obligated not to be obligated. Rashi there goes in and says, because a person's obligated, he's worrying about it. You know, it's when you do something voluntarily, you let it go, right? I always say, I was Baruch Hashem involved in building the mikvah in Far Rockaway, renovating and redoing it. Baruch Hashem, the men's mikvah opened up, beautiful men's mikvah. They say it's one of the nicest mikvahs in the world for men. If you want to go before Hashanah and Kippur there, it's beautiful. But there, we were a bunch of guys that all did voluntary work, the contractor, the designer, you know, me as the manager. So what happens, it took much longer than it was supposed to take. Because when you do a voluntary work, you know, something else comes first. Mitzvah, when you know that you're obligated to do the mitzvah, it's much more on top of you than if you're doing it voluntarily. So the Gemara says, if I have to do it. So the Gemara says like this, originally, I thought not being obligated is better than being obligated. I found that that's not true. So in the first place, when I'm not obligated, I was very happy. Then I found that it's better to be obligated, not to be obligated. So let's take this 1 second. But when you're not obligated, can you do a bracha or not? L'chor, you can't do a bracha. So Rabbi Yitzchak is happy he can do the mitzvah without a bracha. So this doesn't make so much sense. Let's see now Taisa inside. Taisa is in the top and the left. Taisa is the following. Regarding the smicho, they can do a bracha. Avagav the pturis. Probably he did a bracha. And he goes ahead and he continues with this mahalach. And he says, and he brings up another raya. What's the raya? He brings the Gemara of Bakam we just learned. He says, if you go 4 lines below, what he says, I used to be very happy not to be obligated. Says to if you can't do a bracha, you can't do any bracha. Right? So that's what it says. He says, how you do bracha l'atol? Not bracha l'atol because you're doing a mitzvah. But he says, why is he so happy? Because it could be that a sumo is chayim midirabanan. So Tez brings here a raya and he's doing the raya. He says, can you go ahead and do a bracha on a mitzvah's esther shazman grow of a woman? He says, look, you see from a blind person, he could, because if he was very happy. If he's happy, that means he could do a bracha. It can't be he missed all the brachas. He says, no, Rabbi Yis is different. He had a chiyuv derabanan. Similar, the other chiyuv derabanan that we have, that we do brachas, like Chanukah and Purim. So therefore, says Tez, can't be, you know, not a raya from there. But in my Yisrael, Ben Utam holds, then you could go ahead and do a bracha, a woman can do a bracha on a mitzvah says the Shazman Kula. Now, the Rambam, on the other hand, argues, if you look at the Rambam, below the Gemara, which is shown on the right side, speaking about tzitzis, Rambam says the following. That in the third line, Noshim avod miktani p'turi min tzitzis min ha-toyro. So they don't have to put tzitzis. Then he says, what about a katon? Skipping 3 lines. V'noshim v'avod mishirot zulitat b'tzitzis mitatfim. If they want to put a tzitzis, they can do it. Beloy bracha. They can't do a bracha. Right? V'chein shay mitzvahs ezer shanoshim turis mehem. All the other mitzvahs, says the Rambam, im rotzu lasoysom beloy bracha, ein mamchim yodam. They want to do without a bracha, he can do it. So Rambam holds a woman cannot do a bracha mitzvahs ezer shanoshim. She can't. Look at the Ravid. The Ravid goes and argues. He says, because the Ravid zal davka v'tzitzis shem akilayim v'yeshechilik v'ma b'bracha, for him which got bracha v'shus. So he brings that the bracha is also reshus. They have the option to go in and bring to do a bracha. He brings the raya from Rav Yosef, the same raya. So Rambam and the Rav would argue: can he do a bracha or not? Can a woman can do a bracha on mitzvahs eser she has bar grower? The Shulchan Aruch, speaking about the mitzvahs of we have the mitzvahs of tzitzis. That was mitzvahs eser she has bar grower because you can do it only in the day. The Rama told me that you can't do the bracha. The Rabbi told you could do it with the bracha. Toysis means minutan, says you could do with a bracha. So how do you paskin? Let's start with the tour. The tour says in the left side, in the middle of the page on the left, v'noshim v'avodim p'turim. The tour to Rav Giras chayim v'sofik. And he brings down, because Rambam itatvu b'loi bracha. V'hu olech l'shitos shepirish shenoshim eni cholos tavoyach v'davoshim p'turim. He all goes to the shita, you can't do a bracha if you're not mechuyav. Ala v'tam kodo sheyicholos tavoyach alfa pishem p'turim. Now says he could do a bracha. Ends the tour. Better not to do a bracha. Why? Right? Why? So the Bach says right away, well, I'll tell you why it's better. It's better because it's a machlekes. Can you do a bracha or not? I don't know what to do. Machlekes. The Rambam and Rav, you can do a bracha or not. But the Talmud holds you can do a bracha. Others, all you can. They say Rashi also holds you can't. So what do? Better not to do a bracha. That's what the Bach explains. But there's a big problem. Because, as we'll see in a second, the tour in other places says you could do a bracha. So let's wait a second with that question. The Shulchan Aruch says also, look at the top of the tour. The Shulchan Aruch says, No shavodim p'turim v'nei shimitzah zesh hazman kol. U'mikolon kol mirotzum la'atoi v'levoi ha'chol v'rishus b'yodim k'mor b'shar mitzah zesh hazman kol. Right? Like other mitzahs. Ach mechze ki yohar. So the Ramo adds the word. It looks like a gaiva for her to do it. Why? It's not an obligation on a person to go ahead and do it. There are muses. What do you mean? You don't have to put a tzitzis. If you have a beged of four corners, of four corners, so then you go ahead and you have a beged of four corners, then you go ahead and you do a broch on it. But you don't have to go ahead and do and have the beged. If you have the beged, you have to put a broch on. So it's not an obligation on you to do it. That's what says the Roma. Why is the Roma adding these words? So the Taz explains it. Right? Because what's the big problem that we have is the Torah tells you don't have to do a bracha. Better not do a bracha. The Roma is bothered by that. Why don't you do a bracha? Where do we find otherwise? Well, we find, for example, a lulav that a woman does a bracha. We find, for example, a shofar. That's where there are sugya. Shofar, the woman do a bracha. And then we don't see the reservation better not to do it. So what's the difference? What's the difference over here? So before we get to the Taz, let's go back to the Bach. The Bach, who brought this question, says the following. He says, Yesh makshiv. The Bach is right above the Torah. Mimash kosim tavko beitel lega b'shofar. Da'al bid the noshim, p'turus, yuchlim nitkor levorach. Ve'in ruchim b'yodam. Says they could go ahead and do it. Right? Let's see this tour inside before we go into the Bach. Look at the tour right smack in the middle of the page. The tour brings, we don't stop them. We have no problem because we hold like this. Right? We hold like the Rebbeinu Tam, you can do it. We'll get back to that in a second. And that's what Shulchan Aruch Mizalach says. The Bach, well, how do you explain the Taz? How do you explain the tour? Why does it say it says you can't do it? So the Bach says like this. He says, Tzitzis, women don't have a minute to do it. So if a woman comes and asks, can I put in tzitzis? Better not to do it. Says, so what does he say? He says like this. Shofar, we have a minute to do it. The woman should hear shofar. So we allow it. But really, if some woman's going to come and ask, she says, I have no minute, should I do it? We'll tell her not to hear shofar either. We prefer to avoid it. But shofar, they have a minute, which is a very big doicha, because the Torah doesn't mention it. The Torah just says, shofar can do it, no problem at all.
You're saying like at some point in history, this became the minute.
And the Torah, and he says, if they come and ask you, we say, don't do it. The Torah doesn't do that. That
didn't happen by tzitzis, but it happened by shofar, by lulav, and
right
for whatever reason.
Right. So it's a little hard to understand it. The Taz says that's why the Ramah goes in and tells me chayv is gavra. Mm-hmm. Says the Taz, you look above that tour, between the two tours, the Taz is over there. He says, "Oyinu chalas gavro." Pesemet tour is the lavuch doshim alulav. Do gav means it's just one goma. Tis shani yochus oyinu chalas gavro. Shafil ish ein lechiv derais liklus toes batal kafim. Even a person doesn't have to buy four. And the mitad of chayal losu tzitzis. Mashen can lulav gabi ish shuchevus gavro shuchevus alulav. So the Taz gives us something. It says, is it an obligation on you to do it? Or it's an obligation to do it. If you have it, you do it. A woman could go ahead and the tour tells you, shayfer, lulav, etc., go ahead and do bracha, no problem. Because the men are obligated to do it. But since the men are not obligated to do it, if they have to do it, then a woman should not do it. That's what the Taz says. What's the chiluk? Why should it be a difference? The... When speaking about the Rambam, right, the Shita is Rambam. The Rambam says that a woman cannot do a bracha. The question is why? So, meaning, we'll start the opposite. Woman is not obligated. But she does. So we have a machlokes to do a bracha or not. So how can she do the bracha? So that wants to be a raya from a Yisrael question. So good raya, not a good raya. But he holds if she can do a bracha. The Rambam holds you can't do a bracha. Why can't you do a bracha? So you could say, maybe it's bracha levatala. So now we see, the Torah mentions already a svara. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're always mitzvah, it's not bracha levatala. Bracha levatala means you're doing something for no reason at all. I'm doing the mitzvah. But the greatest Rambam brings, if you look at the below the Shulchan Aruch, he brings a minutah, he brings the whole raya. And look at the fourth line, he says like this. The tema godo. Who the ach toima shekishono b'mitzoyis of tzivano be'davar shein chayvus doraiso v'lomid derabanan. How do you say tzivano? That's really a question of the Gemara in Shabbos. How do we say tzivano in Chanukah? How does it mitzvah derabanan? You can say tzivano, but a woman is not obligated to derais, not derabanan. How should go in and say tzivano? That's a question of the Gemara Slamius. If you look at the
I get tzivano mean Klal Yisrael as a whole.
Oh, what's that? Oh, but what? Right, so. Let's get to that. The Gaon, a few places, but there he is, the main place is Simon Yud Zayin. He brings his whole machlokes. He builds it up beautifully. He brings it up in Utam. He says the Avyeis, it means arrive in the Sumi, it's not arrive in the Sumi, etc. And then he says the whole thing. So if you look at the Gaon, the Gaon brings Umashkul Bobekamo, Vemisav Avsebrochis, of the Ramasphere, Clay, Kamoy, Shikosa, Edang, Rashi, Levorach, which goes to see base. Koshgla Ram, Le, Desham. The Tamoy, what's the reason, says the Gaon? The Ain, Yochoylim, Loimar, Vetzibanu. The Amish, Rukhim, the Abonim, Perchim, Tzibanu. Brings, the Gemara is Baal, Hakosiv, Tzibanu, so we're not obligated to. It's only the Abonim. Whereas they say, you can do Tzibanu, the Abonim. But Aisha, how can she do Tzibanu, the Abonim? That's the question that that's what's bothering. That's what Gurus Bami is. That's what the Gaon brings. That's what's bothering the Rambam. They're not obligated. How can you say a bracha? So you're not obligated. Right? So how do you explain really the Shittas of the time that you could David Sivan? How do they become obligated? Where's the obligation over here? Right? So, to explain that, would it be really just a small idea? That's really what you touched upon. In terms of the idea that this mitzvah exists. And really, this is our Kiryat Eger that we mentioned last week. We mentioned last week the first part of the Kiryat Eger, one part of the Kiryat Eger, and we mentioned the other part. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but I brought this whole Kiryat Eger here. So if someone, if you want afterwards, to go through it. Kiryat Eger speaks about the idea of Arvus Lenoshim. Where does that come? We mentioned it, that you have the problem with Kiddush. That a man is yoytze kiddush to rice and davening. Woman, you need to come be moitzi a woman. He says you can be moitzi the woman. He says you can't be moitzi the woman. Why not? Because you're not obligated to do it. But we have a cloud. Anybody who's yoytze mitzvah can be moitzi others.
Yeah.
Right? You can be moitzi others. So even though you, like we'll see in a second, shofar. Person went and blew shofar in shul. After davening, he goes to blow shofar for an old man. They couldn't come to shul. Can he do a bracha? Of course he could. Why can he do a bracha? Yotza Maitzi. You can do it. But since they're in the Yudah, that's only by men, not by women. Why not? They really want to build, according to a rush, that a woman don't have the concept of arvus. They don't have the concept that they are, you know, the ravim zilazeh, that you're responsible for each other. So therefore, a woman is not included in the mitzvah. A man cannot moitze isha because she's not part of that mitzvah.
A woman can't be moitze anybody else. A woman cannot be moitze anybody else, like a man can in a mitzvah. She can't, can she?
According to that, there's no arvu, she might be moitze if she's not yoitze herself. Same
right.
way.
Right,
she's
right.
yoitze herself, so maybe yes. Like okay. Now it'll be like a broccoli doing an apple.
Right.
Kuvenger comes to argue. Kuvenger disagrees with the interview. And he holds that, of course, a woman is b'chal arvus for anything that she's obligated to do. So, of course, a woman can be, for Kiddush, in theory, a woman can be once a man, a man can be once a woman, should not be a problem. But he does agree that the Yudo for mitzvahs that are not obligated to do. Then there's no arvus. Look at the Kuvenger over here. Just we'll see a few lines over here. So, the beginning of Kuvenger says, he brings Dogum Mervovo, that's the Yudo. Right? He should create b'chal arvus and echolot Kiddush Isho. That's what he says. And then he goes. Says the holy day of a ravi. He says, "You go to the fifth line." He says, "Al yisday the dainchlik bein noshim la noshim na'avus." For the vatzimu shun duchto the noshim adinim yotzo moitzi. And then he brings different rias. Ha! He brings the rosh. He says, "So now in this wide place, look at one line before the end." He says, "Al mitzvah she'en chayavim bo, mitzvah the woman is not obligated to do." Ta'ayim noshim because the wasn't there. Abonon ain't a mechal arvus. That's what he says. Uvitshuva gazav di raya bruel lezeh mehad nevur besuga de megillah. Bruel lezeh, have a raya. Te im chere sheina yachol lishmiya al ozno lo yotza, eina yachol letzeh, eina du eina mukhir badov. A cheresh, who cannot hear, cannot be moitzi others. Chere baskin la kamon, tafko vietesi a base. What's that? Hilchos shayfer. Can a cheresh do it ki a shayfer to be moitzi other people?
No.
No. Because he's not obligated to do it. He's not obligated to do it. Uvizeh gushil arosh da yotza moitzi. Ah, even if you're not chayiv, you can be with others. For later to the rosh, ta'isa ma'ariv noshim, yishnav achal arvus, el ha'kor, de'inkar asa rosh t'chalik ben noshim la noshim ravar. It's not different from woman and man. El de'mi she'enu b'chiyu b'mitzazu, enu b'chal arvus al achirim. Shari b'shayfer, k'mad enu, shumeh avinu b'chiyu b'tza shayfer, enu b'chal arvus al achirim. You can't be or you can't be responsible for somebody else if you yourself are not obligated. If you're obligated, you're part of the group. Of the klal, one can be moitzed to the others. If you're not obligated, you're not. That's what he says. So, what do you want to take from this from Kuvenger? Just one point. So it comes out that women, the pashtus, they are in the realm of chiyuvim, of amisor, for things that they're obligated to do. For things they're not, they don't have arvus. So, what seemingly the rishonim that argue on the Rambam, the Ritam, and others, the Tur, the Paskins, that a woman can go do a bracha. What's the idea? The idea is like this. Right. We were, some mitzvahs were mamish one nation. Some no, we're not obligated to do. So we're not, you don't have arvus. But we are part of the nation in other mitzvahs. So therefore, if we want to tap into an existing mitzvah, that's something we could do. Meaning, mind of community. Let's say a goy says, I want to do shayfer. Can you do it? No. Why not? This is very nice. I want to call him Kaksim by myself. No, you're not shaykh to here. You can't go ahead and put yourself over here. But woman is shaykh to the mitzvahs of Torah. Or like we said once, I think it was mentioned over here, she's shaykh to Torah as a whole. Now, in the Torah, there's some things where you belong, some things you don't belong. So because she's shaykh to the concept of Torah, therefore, she can associate with them also the things that she doesn't belong to. Because she's kind of the concept of Torah.
Can we say the same thing about the Chayrish?
Maybe, yeah.
Right.
But it can't be Moitzi. No Arvus. I mean, that's what Kiryagos does say. If you don't belong to that part of the mitzvah, to that part of Torah, you can't go and start taking care of others and say, I'm responsible for you, you're responsible for me. You can't do that. Because you're not responsible, there's a responsibility over here. But I still can tap into it if I want to. So come the and so seemingly what when you say the word vitzivon, how can us you go ahead and say, oh you obligate us to do it? You didn't obligate you. So they obligate me. You obligate Am Yisrael to do it. We are part of Am Yisrael. We have mitzvahs. We have arvus. We belong to this nation that received Torah. You obligated us on this mitzvah. We are out of it, but we still can go and say the vitzivon. You're vitzave us as part of Am Yisrael. Not us. Tzivonu means not us. Me. Tzivonu Am Yisrael, and I'm tapping into that tzivui. Mm-hmm. That's how l'chur comes out It's, I mean, not a kvigur saying it, but that comes out. That you, all I'm bringing up for a kvigur is the idea that a woman is shayach to Am Yisrael, ad kidgash, she can do arvus, whatever she's obligated. So she's almost part of it. She's part of it, so maybe now, even when she's not, that mitzvah exists, and she can tap into it. If that's the pshat, you may go in and say, that's also the idea in the Taz. Because the Taz tells me, only a mitzvah that Am Yisrael are obligated, one can say, okay, I want to tap into it. A mitzvah that I'm not obligated, you know, when I do it, I have to put it. So they're not. So according to this, Efshar, that's the idea. Because if you have a tzivonu, you have a, meaning, it, to a sense like this, every person is not obligated to put a tzitzis. If he puts an avakafis, then he's obligated. So he basically can tap in to the mitzvah. A woman can tap in into tapping in. And well, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation on you to go in and do it. So the mitzvah is there. I'm not obligated, I'm tapping into it. But here, the mitzvah is not there, I can create the mitzvah. You want to tap into that creation that I can't do. You're not obligated to do it, you don't belong to this mitzvah to go in and say, oh, I don't belong to this mitzvah, I want to be part of it. You can't do that. If there's obligation, I'm supposed to do it, I'm just not one of the ones that got the chiyuv, I can tap into it. That's the difference between, that's what the Taz saying, the difference between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the other mitzvahs of shofar, lulav, and all that, which then you have a chiyuv. The question is, we mentioned it here, I think, 2 years ago, that what happens to the sukkah? Sukkah, when you can say, maybe sukkah also, it's not obligated on you. Sukkah, except the first night, because in the rest of the night, you don't have to eat. If you want to eat, you eat in the sukkah. Maybe it's like putting on a kavas, you put it on. Maybe yesh l'chalak, I don't want to get into it right now. Now that we said that, so now, come, but what does come out from it? Now, so we give a little bit of understanding, a little bit of a havana. What does it mean that a woman can do a bracha on mitzvahs, right? She dan mechuyah b'davar, but you can tap into it because it's obligation on Yisrael. But her creator adds, even though she wants to do it, there's no arvus on her in that. Anything she's not obligated to do, there's no arvus. So comes out something interesting. First of all, let's see the Lashon HaTorah. And here's the halacha we get with the mitzvah of the woman of the shofar. So the Torah, go back to the Torah in the middle of the page. The Torah says, the kasa b'alayitur, ha'cha sheyotza kvar eino yochel litkar lo'etzion. A person that was yotza shofar can't be moitzi anymore a woman. And can lo yotza. She can take care of lo'etzi, he's answering. Only if he's taking out himself. So first of all, he says, please blow hater, you can't blow it for them. They're not obligated. How can you do blow for Shefer? He says that it brings him a chlekes. Can you blow even a Shefer if you're Yotze? You finish the mitzvah. What do you want to do? So, what does that verse mean? We said before, you could blow shofar if you want, doing yontif whenever you want. So you blow for a woman as well. But what happens with a bracha? So here comes the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch on the side. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Fa'aminu k'shanashu v'achos amitzes yezvan goma al ken gam ken yivochu la'atzva." That's the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, right? They go ahead. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch started the noshi. They could blow. I skipped the Shechanach. Let's just start with the Shechanach. I'll be showing you Pturis of Litkoya, Uvechen Acha Sheyotzak Vayokal Litkoya Lehoitzion. Someone else can be blow for them. Hi, they're not obligated. Okay, but you blow even if you're not obligated. I will ain't a mevochas, or levochalem. They can't do brachas. Shechanach Lishitosoy, hold like a ram, you can't do a brachas, this is on Goma. Fa'aminik Shanoshi of Ogos, and it's a Zeshaz Man Goma. They do a bracha. Al Ken, Gamkani Vochal, that's do a bracha. I will a chim levochalem in Kvayotzu. Others should not do a bracha. They can't do a bracha for them. They ain't no taking regular shit. I'm taking leisha. Mechuyim avachim la bisha kva yotzu. So says the halachalim ha'isdomo. A man can't do a bracha for a woman. Why not? Because here, avadi comes with what the Kiyagah says. Ain't arvus. Arvus is only something a woman is obligated to do. But here, she's not obligated to do it. If she's not obligated to do it, you can do a bracha. If you already did the bracha. If you didn't do the bracha, or if you're doing a bracha for another man, then you could do it. Because it's all the rivers of Zazay, you could do it for a man. Maybe the woman can join in. But if you're not doing it for another man, and you yourself, you already yoytze the bracha, you can't do the bracha. So what happens, Lachal Amai, say you do blow the shefer. You want to go do blow the shefer after davening, tell a woman, you do the bracha. because you can't do the blow shofar for her. But there's an additional chiddush over here. Additional gishmak chiddush. What about a woman blowing for herself? Can she blow or not? Is she a bar chiyuv or not a bar chiyuv? She's not obligated to do it. When she blows a shofar, which kind of shofar is that? Is that considered to be blowing a shofar or not? Is that considered blowing a shofar or not? So if you look, already the Shai Tshuva brings over here in the right side. He says like this. He says, "Kol the shagas are the shagari. Simchav da'at shoter roish the ishet kar leisho mishkayi la'atzo ishol ishol. Better for him to blow for her
than for her to blow.
Why? Because he's a bar chiyuva. She wants to tap into a mitzvah, but it needs to be a mitzvah.
Can't tap into.
Right. What happens if you have a shofar that wind blows through the shofar? You have a beautiful noise coming out of it. Is that considered to be a blue? No. It has to be a tkiya shofar of a bal tkiya of a bar chiyuva. She's not obligated to do it. She says, yeah, but it's funny. She's going to be yoitzeh. Mitzvah is not obligated, but maybe she could do that for herself. So the Shigazari says, better not. Masha, you could. If you look here, Yad HaMelech, Yad HaMelech was the grandson of Noid Biyuda. And I found this through the Hari Kredish. He brings it. He says the following. V'aniyaz daiti in the left side of the page. Te'av de bi'ati de'achol yiraz da'at ha'beinu k'dazu. Showing him, he says about the Raman, the Rishus bi'ati no'ash revorach, give me a tzirif v'chevois. V'chol zu b'yashev v'kol ha'des en ha'ish shor shor zivorach, v'ak dav game ha'torkeya hu ish. Only if the man is doing a blowing shofar. V'ish yash shabas. V'ish yash tokas, if the woman is the one blowing, b'at so enka kol chiyu over b'toy klaus, no chiyu v'yo. How can we posu kol keren parva, da posu b'tzah kol ha'atzor. V'ish yash zivorach klaus. So it says here, he says, a woman can tap into a mitzvah. So therefore, she can do the mitzvah, and she can do a bracha on the mitzvah. But that's only when you're doing the mitzvah the way the mitzvah is supposed to be. When you have a nad bar chiyuva blowing the shofar, that's not a tzuras mitzvah. Why is that a tzuras mitzvah? Because we know that it's like a cherish blowing the shofar. Or like it's an isha blowing the shofar man. Does it work? That's not how a shofar is. She wants to tap into existing mitzvah. It has to be the mitzvah. If she's blowing, it's not the mitzvah. She has to give, all the chiddush. We see the Shachuba is like, not sure, but he says, better man, actually the woman can do it as well. But the question is, if a woman, what the Yad HaMelech is saying, if the woman does it, she can't do a bracha on it. You want to do a bracha on something which is a mitzvah. So comes out, lemais like this. The machleika.
The Shachran says that Yecholos Laskoa.
Because it's not a mitzvah, don't do a bracha on it.
Without a bracha, right.
Without a bracha, yeah. He also she does, without a bracha. If you're doing a bracha, it needs to be the tzuras mitzvah. Yeah. So come to it like this. The machlokes is we showed you in Mechlal, if a woman could do a bracha, everybody agrees the woman could do the kiyas shofar if he wants to. What about a bracha? Comes that machlokes, really machlokes we showed you, comes that to machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, can a woman do a bracha on a mitzvah such as one grom or not? Now, in kiyas shofar, you have one of kamina is that even if a woman could do a bracha, the bracha is only because she could take upon herself something that she's not mechuyev. Nafkamina is that a man can do a bracha for a woman. So he's doing blowing shofar for a woman. If he's not yitz himself, or he's not doing for a man, she has to do the bracha. And then the second thing is something very particular to tkiyas shofar only is that tzuras tkiyas shofar is with a bar chiyuv blowing. That's what tkiyas shofar is. If she's the one blowing, it's not the Keshefer. Then maybe she can't do a bracha. That's what the Adam Malach says. And that's the Meshwoz, the Shagasaye, who be a prophet, do a bracha on something which is not a real Keshefer. This is it. I'll stop here.
All right.
I'm going to close the camera there.